For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, Shelby Breiland, a forward out of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, a sophomore. You finally score your first career goal. What was that like?
Good. It's finally the time that I got it off my shoulders, and I feel relief now, and I can go back out there and play harder and get another one.
You've had a pretty good season so far. Just offensively, it doesn't show on the stats side, but you, Gino, and Alyssa, when you were playing alongside each other, I knew that at some point it was just going to, once you get that first goal, it was going to just keep going. So do you think the floodgates are going to finally open for you?
Yeah, we call ourselves the grind line. We go out there when we needed to, and we just do our best. And Gino got her first, too, so now we're just going out there to get more.
Your alternate captain, Senior Reese Hunt, she's notorious for scoring in her past years. She finally gets on the scoreboard for her. She must have felt a little snake bit. How good is it to see one of your seniors getting scoring as well?
Good. Reese is a great player, and it's finally time that she got one, and now she's going to go back out there, and I can see her getting a few every game, a few points, and she's a great leader, so that's good.
For you, Shelby, sophomore year, how much do you think you've improved since your first year?
I improved a lot, especially in the weight room. I feel like I've put on a lot of muscle, and I feel stronger on the ice.
How did you prepare for this year?
This summer, I spent a lot of time during the workouts, and I just put in as much ice time as I could. Speaking of, the ice that I had was an hour away.
An hour away you had to go to skate?
Yeah, I had to go all the way to Grand Forks. We got ice about once a week and had to pay for it, too.
Oh my gosh, that's dedication. And nobody really knows what goes into, you know, having to play college hockey, but that's definitely dedication. Who did you practice with then when you were on the ice in the summer?
I actually skated with my brother and his high school team, and then I had the Kennett boys that play junior hockey out there too, so it was kind of my compete level a little bit.
For you, Shelby, the sophomore class is so big. You got 10 of you. How close is this group?
We're actually pretty close. We all cheer each other on. We're always there to support each other, and we always have fun when we're together.
Who's your roommates this year?
I'm with Claire and Adriana.
I bet you guys have fun.
Yeah, we're a scary group.
So who in your house likes to cook?
For next year, Mac's joining us, and it's just us four, and I would say Mac is probably going to be the cook.
Who's the messiest?
Oh, by far, Claire.
We're going to just throw everybody under the bus. Shelby, you come into this weekend knowing you guys had to win. You had to win. How important was this win?
Good. I think that we really needed to prove to ourselves after the last six losses that we can do it still, and we came out and got the W, which we were all excited about after the game, and then that's going to lead into tomorrow's W, hopefully, too.
How much easier was it to be at home this week, having a regular schedule of practice and being able to sleep in your own bed?
Good. I think that we kind of needed a little bit of a slower mentally and physical week.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, actually, I have five.
Do any of them play hockey?
Yeah, we all do. And my older sister's 27, and she played college hockey, too.
Where did she play?
University of Wisconsin, River Falls, D3.
What music do you listen to pump yourself up before games?
I like rap.
Sounds good. Shelby, congratulations on your first career goal. Go get more.
Thank you.